Welcome into K-Man's Morning News. Up next, we're joined by Associate Professor of Agricultural Economics at Kansas State University, Greg Ibendahl. Thanks for the time today, Greg. Appreciate it.
Oh, glad to be here.
Wanted to bring you on here because after last weekend's activities here with the airstrikes in Iran, we've been having a lot of uncertainty with what's been going on over there, and they've got a lot of oil. K-State put out this release here this week talking about will gas hit $4 a gallon, and I think that gets a lot of people concerned, raises some eyebrows for sure. What is the situation right now? I know that gas prices did tick up a little bit here early on in the week. Are we still going to see that continue here going forward?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's certainly going to be the case. I just looked at my phone this morning when I got up, and I saw a notification that said Kuwait is actually curtailing oil production just because they can't. I mean, they can still produce the oil. They don't have the storage space. So, you know, getting it out of the Gulf right now is kind of a problem with the Iran threatening the Straits of Hormuz. So that has, I saw spiked oil prices again this morning as well. So I would not be surprised to see another 20 cent jump in the gas price just today, just because of that. So, you know, currently the oil price, you know, it's over well above $10 a barrel, higher than what it was before we invaded Iran. So some of my analysis really says that shows that for every $10 increase in the oil price, that translates to, you know, anywhere from about 24 to 42 cents just on the supply side on the gas price. So, you know, a 40 cent shock the other day, and maybe another, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see another 20 cent shock today happen in the oil market and the gas market. So, yeah, those things are very connected with what happens with the gas price.
And you just think about that, and, you know, that affects everything we do here. And it's not just consumers at the gas pump, but, you know, you're working ag, and it affects everything on the farm as well, diesel and everything, inputs with the farm. How's this going to affect farmers going forward as they get into the spring growing season?
Well, actually, the diesel price is affected a little bit more than what the gasoline price is, looking at my slopes of line here. So you probably expect to see a little bit higher diesel price than the gas price as far as the relative increase is concerned. So, yeah, that's a big deal for farmers. I mean, in the scheme of things, when you look at the percent of where diesel prices fit in with all the other expenses, it's probably down the list. It's certainly below, like, machinery and fertilizer and seeds and that kind of thing. But having said that, you know, farming is a very expensive proposition these days. So it's still going to be a lot of money to farmers having to pay, you know, an extra, you know, 60, 80 cents a dollar a gallon. That's going to make a big difference to farmers' bottom lines, especially when the farm economy the way it is, when it's already pretty tight margins here. So, yeah, farmers are definitely going to feel this impact on their bottom line. And longer term, if the oil price stays high, that will eventually affect fertilizer prices, because I also predict fertilizer prices from the oil price. And, you know, probably not a big concern right now for the spring, because farmers already have most of their fertilizer probably purchased. But if oil stays high, that's certainly going to affect fertilizer prices come summer and fall when they get ready maybe to do wheat planting in the fall.
Yeah, that certainly creates a lot more uncertainty. And I know farmers don't want to operate with a ton of uncertainty here. You like to have your numbers and your margins kind of figured out.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. And unfortunately, I think farming's kind of got worse in that regard as far as being able to predict anything and draw up some good budgets to be able to use. Though there's so much uncertainty right now, especially with the way prices are. You know, it's kind of tough to be a farmer with all this risk involved.
Absolutely. Greg Ibendahl again joining us here, ag economist here, an associate professor of ag economics at K-State. When we see the situation that's going on in the Middle East, is there anything that we can kind of draw comparisons to historically?
Well, I think the best historical comparison is just what happened when the Russian-Ukraine war started. That's to me, that's the best analogy to look at. I don't know if you remember what happened then, but before Russia invaded Ukraine, we had oil prices probably in the low $70 range. Well, when they invaded, really traders jumped up the oil price up to like $130 per barrel, really almost overnight practically. But then it really came down almost as quick as it went up. So I think traders kind of overpriced the risk factor in there, because if you look at what happened with Russia and Ukraine, Russia really didn't curtail their oil production at all. It's pretty much stayed the same all the way through, and it's still about the same as what it was. So after probably about a month or two of the Russian-Ukraine thing going on and traders seeing what was happening and realized oil was still coming out, oil prices started dropping. And in fact, they ended up being lower than what they were before the Russian-Ukraine war started. Now this time, so this is a similar situation now. You know, we had before this Iran bombing started, we had oil prices probably at around $65 or so. Well, traders jumped it up about $10 a barrel, which to me was an appropriate amount of risk. They didn't jump it up right away. And I thought that was an appropriate amount of risk factor they were building into it. But now, because we're adding more and more risk as we go here, now we're seeing several countries saying that they're not going to be able to get oil out. That has pushed up oil prices even higher. So you're probably closing in on $80 per barrel right now. And yeah, that's probably the correct amount of risk to have, because certainly the oil production is not being affected, but getting the oil out is the main thing. And also remember, there's two sets of oil markets. There's the U.S. market, which is basically the West Texas Intermediate, and the Brent crude. I think the Europeans are going to feel it more than we are, because we're pretty much self-supporting when it comes to oil use in the U.S. Other countries are not. But again, oil is a globally traded commodity, so when the price of oil goes up overseas, it's going to affect our oil price here. So it's not unusual to see our oil price go up, even though we're not in any danger of actually running out of oil.
Yeah, and we've gotten so used to it. I know gas prices have fluctuated over the years, but the last couple of years they've been pretty steady. I mean, we've been right around 250 or about that, or a little lower for a little while. So I think heading into these warmer months, if it goes higher, it's really going to put a shock to the system for sure.
Yeah, I think consumers have gotten kind of used to it, these nice oil prices that we have. Really, in the scheme of things, compared to what has been historically, $65 oil is really not that bad. That's a pretty good oil price, and we're probably lucky we enjoyed it for as long as we had. Even $70 is probably not outright unreasonable. But now we get into territory consumers haven't seen for a while. And anytime you see the gas price goes up, well, now people really get concerned. But we've had $5 gas here in the U.S. back when the oil price got up to 130. So not an unusual situation to have. You hate to see it, obviously, because people obviously in the U.S. like to drive. So hopefully this won't be a long-term situation. Once we do get this Iran war kind of, I think, straightened up and get oil flowing back out again, I think you'll see prices drop fairly quick again. Maybe not quite as quick as what they went out, but to me, I look at this more of a short term. I can't see this thing going on too long, really. I mean, if we go a couple of weeks, I think we'll be fine. If we go more than a month, then yeah, this is probably something to worry about. For the moment, I'm fairly optimistic that they'll get this wrapped up in the next month or so.
All right, well, very good. Well, Greg, anything else before we wrap things up with you?
Well, there's one other thing. So I mainly talked about the supply side. There's also the demand side to consider as well. So, whenever people see the gas price going up, they see everyone talking about oil maybe being threatened in the Middle East, and you see a lot of kind of panic buying. Remember what happened during COVID with the toilet paper thing? People bought toilet paper when they really didn't need to buy it, just because everyone else was buying it. You're seeing a little bit of that happen too. So normally, with a 10 cent or $10 oil price change, I would expect to see a 40 cent change in the gasoline price. Well, we've seen that more in some places. Some of that's happening because there's probably been excess demand from people kind of buying and wanting to top off their gas tank when they don't really need to. So there's a little bit of that going on here as well.
Yeah, I may be slightly guilty of that myself from this past week when trying to beat it when I think it's going to go up. So yeah, I'm sure a lot of us are doing the same
Well,
thing.
that's human nature, so I'm not surprised.
All right, well, Greg, appreciate the time, and we'll certainly look forward to hopefully seeing this steady out soon.
All right, thanks for being here.
Once again, Greg Ibendahl joining us on the KMAN Morning Conversation here on News Radio KMAN.